Thank you, Derek and CN. Nice looking crowd. Glad you all are here. Very nice to have you. It's wonderful. Love those baptisms. Isn't that fun? And Gwen, thank you for your testimony, wherever Gwen has gone to. I'm sure she's here. So one of the fun things is bringing somebody down where Gwen works and just seeing that familiar face as you walk in the door and have her receive people so wonderfully. It is a wonderful gift. So I'm gonna talk about Maywood for a few minutes. And there are some of you who will remember this part of Maywood. Maybe you'll remember names of preachers like Dr. King or the Hawes men. Some people like that. Remember, you've been here for that. Larry Maddox, got a nice email from him last night congratulating me on 50 years of serving the Lord in retirement. And I wrote him back and I said, Larry, I'd like to be like you, because Larry has done all sorts of mission work in retirement and does lots of good stuff. So you remember those names. You've been here. One of the best things I ever heard a preacher tell me and tell other preachers was, God didn't start work the day you arrived at your church. And God has been at work for a long time at Maywood. Back 100 years ago, God has been bringing new life and transformation to people's lives over the years. So I just want to highlight a couple of things about what you all have done over the last 34 years, because they're worthwhile. There are a group of men who are some still on earth and some are in heaven looking down, who helped Johnny Williams jumpstart God's Mountain Camp, and you put in hours and hours of work there. There are others who came over and they helped with Bread of Life Church over in Kansas City, Kansas. And Dwayne Hicks, he's been used, I don't know how many times. Whenever Dwayne has me call, he says, what do you want now, Bob? You know, one of those things. And he has done the architectural work for all sorts of different people in a great way, in a helping way. You all believe in this community, and so you have walked down the streets of this neighborhood. You've put flyers on doors. You've gone to people's houses and you've said, how can we pray for you? And then you've come back 3 months later and said, did God answer your prayer? And then you took them, after a little while, you took them a video of the Jesus story to give to them as a gift. There's all sorts of things that we've done. I think about the school boundary change, and our former mayor, Don Reimel's here, and Don was very instrumental in that, and lots of other people helped. And I talked about Kathleen Wright yesterday, how she notarized signatures for a petition starting early in the morning and going late in the night. She didn't even take a break for lunch, just kept doing those sorts of things. We could go on and on about the past. Here's what I want to say to those of you who have been here starting way back when, all the way to today, and you're going to be here more. You all have invested in a community. You have cared about a neighborhood. You have stayed during the really good times, and you've stayed during the times that weren't so good, and you have come to help the work of God. And I just want to say hallelujah. Amen. Now I'd like to, where did Jake go? Come in, Jake. Man, I liked your new tattoo last week, and I liked the story behind it even better. Good move. Amen. Nice. So, Jake, you got here right on time. Go ahead and stand up, and Chrissy, and Wayne, and Linda, we're not going to make you stand. Justin and Amy. Gabby, where are you? Stand. And Brian English, wherever Brian English has gone to, up in the balcony. Brian did something wrong this week, and they exiled him to the balcony. And Marcus is out of state. And I just want to pray a prayer over this group. I believe that the people who are standing right now are going to lead Maywood Baptist to a new dimension of effectiveness. I could not wait for January to get here, because I wanted to see what God was going to do through you. And so we're with you all. We support you. And I would ask you all to join me in praying for what God is doing, all right? So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Jake and Chrissy and the others who are on this team. And I thank you for what you're doing with them and through them for your glory. Lord, I ask that you anoint them with your Holy Spirit, that they know the power of your Spirit, the leadership of your spirit, the effectiveness of your spirit in their work. Lord, we look forward to your work, and we just say it is because you love a community that you have brought these people here with this vision for people's lives outside these four walls who've not thought about going to church today to come to know you and to know the kind of transformation we have experienced. We thank you. We ask your blessings on them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You all could applaud these folks. Amen. Wonderful future. The scripture verse behind me is a verse that God gave to me when I was getting ready to leave the ministry in the 1970s. I really didn't like Baptist life. You all make Baptist life fun, but I didn't like Baptist life then. And I was in the South, and Southern Baptist life in the South is a message for another time. And I was getting ready to leave and try to find another area of effectiveness, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me in the midst of my pride and all of my arrogance, and he said, the gospel is the power of God that brings salvation. And I heard in my heart that the good news of Jesus Christ changes lives. When somebody hears the story of Jesus, they hear that he was born, he lived a sinless life, he called people to himself, he suffered and he died on a cross. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He came that we might have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. When somebody hears that story, however it's told, and they receive it, they bring it into their lives, they say a prayer, God, help me, God, heal me, God, save me, God, change me, God, assist me, however they put it, literally their lives change. And their lives change because he does something. In the book of Ezekiel, we're told that God will take out our heart of stone, that heart of self-will, selfishness, I've got to have it my way. He will remove the heart of stone, and he will put his spirit in us, and we will come to life. And one of the great joys that I have here almost every week is seeing that happen in somebody's life. And we see that heart being removed. And how did this guy become different? Well, this guy became different, or that lady became different, because they have a different spirit running through their lives. And so the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is what changes people. And I am so thankful that I didn't check out and say, God, I don't need that. I'm so thankful that God spoke that word into my heart. And I'm so thankful for you that I get to see it regularly and often. So praise God for that. I am so thankful. I want to suggest to you that no one is here because we're just such a really cool church and really cool people. All right? We are here. I know, I'm sorry, guys. Derek, I'm sorry, man. Come up for prayer and we'll pray us through that, all right? We are here because of the people who are not here. We are here because there are folks who need what God has done in our lives. And God has equipped us. He has specially designed us for this community in this time. And I'm really thankful, Jake, for your leadership and the discipleship process and the flight training moving into team captains and the emphasis, Wayne, on small groups and discipleship. And Justin's doing the same thing with the teenagers. I'm so thankful for that. I want to talk to you. Many of you are in recovery. And I want to talk to you about how God has specially gifted you to be adept at helping those who are still suffering in their addiction and in their lost condition. So I've been reading the big book, and just kind of getting into that. I'm taking notes. But I'm also reading a book by a fellow, I don't even know if he's still alive or not, but he was alive at the time of the book around 2007, who wrote about Bill W. and Dr. Bob. And he told the story of Bill W., and I'd heard it, but he put it really well. Bill W., founder of AA, was just a hopeless drunk. And one day he knelt down and he gave his life to Jesus Christ. Now, they don't put this in those terms, but that's what happened. And the power that I just read of the gospel brought salvation to his life. And he came alive. He didn't want to drink anymore because Jesus Christ took that desire from him. And what he did was, it's kind of interesting, I didn't know this part, he started going to bars, telling drunks, you got to get saved. You need to meet Jesus. You got to have what I have. Are you kidding me, pal? I tried that church thing and I don't want it. All right? So he ran into Dr. Bob, who had gotten sober. And Dr. Bob said, you're working the steps wrong, Bill. They didn't have any steps at that time. You're on step 12, but most of the drunks are on step 1. And you got to get them to step 1 before you get them to step 12. Now, those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, read the big book and you'll get there, all right? All right? Step 1 says, in church terms, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Step 1 says, I am a total wreck, and I need what God has for me. And then you walk through to step 12 to where you have that contact with God that is so real, you give it to other people. Now, those of you who know this better than me, you can correct it when you talk to your other friends. Here's what I want to say to you, and I mean this with all my heart. Those who of you who are in recovery need to work your recovery for yourself, but for those who are still suffering in our world without Jesus Christ and without the program of either NA or AA, you need to work those steps. I've been in several meetings where at the end they say it works if you work it, but you got to work it. You can't play games with it any more than you can play games by coming to church and saying some Bible verses and learning a few things, but going right back out the door without being changed. Now, I really want to communicate, and I hope I can do a better job, so I'm going to try right now. You are the hope of this community if you work a good program. If you don't work a good program, you become a joke, just like the church folks that talk a good game but don't live a good game. Okay? Amen? I encourage you to begin working your program for yourself, but with an idea that God has so chosen you. Jesus said to his disciples, you didn't choose me. I chose you so that you might go and bear fruit. You did not choose what you're living through right now. What you're living through is a sovereign choice of God. He called you to be on his team, and he intends you to play that role out in this world, which means then you really need to play that role. Okay? And you have this wonderful mission field, which is the person who's out there suffering in their addiction. And they're open to you because you can talk their language and you can communicate with them. And as you really work those steps and you walk them through those steps, you're going to take their hand and you're going to walk them across a bridge right over to be with Jesus Christ. Man. I could preach a lot longer on that, but I'm going to stay right there. Let me just ask you, please, really take your sobriety serious and take the program that you're in very seriously, because God has designed it as a tool for this community. Now, if I was in maybe some other community, I wouldn't preach this message, but right here, you have such an influence. And I so encourage you to do that, okay? All right, last point, and this is gonna be the most fun point, and then we're gonna ask Derek and Cianne to come up. I love how Maywood applauds. I love it. I think it's great. I appreciate the standing ovation. Earl, thank you so much for the kindness. I hope I don't step on that plaque. Thank you so much for that. But right up here, folks, the gospel brings salvation to us. So I'd like y'all, I'm going to get choked up. I'd like y'all to stand. We're going to give a standing ovation to Jesus Christ, who is worthy of our praise. Amen. There'll be folks up here to pray with you. Let's come and give our best to the Lord.